Good morning. And how are you? We are blessed. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. And as we focus on the Transfiguration, when I was on sabbatical, I had the honor of going to the Holy Land and going up the mountain of the Transfiguration. And it's a beautiful place. And it was there that Jesus went and he met with Moses and Elijah to show that he was the fulfillment of the Old and the Old and New Testament, the fulfillment of the Law and the Prophets. And as he was doing this, the Father's voice is heard, and he gives us a command. He said, "This is my beloved Son. This is my Son with whom I am pleased." Then what does he say? Listen to him. Very good this week. Whoa. Listen to him. And so, that's a command of God, that we are called to listen to Jesus, huh? I believe, though, often we listen to everything else except for Jesus. It happens, you know, we listen to the radio, we listen to the television set, we listen to the newspaper, we listen to the people of our friends, the opinion of our friends. We listen to, more than anybody else, ourselves. We listen to ourselves, that mind that's constantly voice playing in our mind again and again and again. And that's usually who we listen to. We listen to ourselves. Not you, the other people that are listening to this right now, but none of you. I'm sorry, I wouldn't even think about that. But I know that we become so caught up, and what we listen to is what forms us. It's what we become. It's the way we think. It forms the people that we are. And so when God the Father looks at us and commands us, you listen to Jesus. Listen to him. Then that is not an option. We've talked many times about prayer, you know, in all the years I've been with you. And I tell again and again that the most important part of prayer is listening to God. And yet still the same us, same people do the same thing. We say our prayers. We need to have that listening time. And so in our prayer, again, I want you just to reflect this week. Reflect today. Hopefully you just don't listen to these homilies and go, "Oh, it was funny, I was dumb. I didn't like that one," because I know everybody talks about homilies. It's just the reality. "He was off today, you know. Father was just off," or whatever it happens to be. We need to listen and take this in. Do I listen to Jesus more than anybody else? Or do I listen to everybody else and every once in a while listen to Jesus? And so the first place we find Jesus and listen to him, of course, is in our prayer. That means, of course, we need to have some time for silence there. It's the only way to hear anybody, is that silence. You know, again, when we pray, we gotta shut up, right? You know, shut up. I think if you have a great place, if you have a place where you pray, you should put right there a big sign in front of you. It says, "Shut up." Oh, that's what I'm supposed to do when I pray. Yes, I know that's crass, but whatever works, we need to shut up in prayer so we can listen. And again, like at every Mass, after communion, what do we do every week? I say, "Be still and let Jesus hold you," and what? Listen to his heartbeat. And every time his heart beats, he says, "I love you, I love you." That when you and I are still in our prayer, if we could incorporate that in our daily prayer, we listen to the heartbeat of Jesus. And every time his heart beats, he says, "I love you, I love you." That deepest need would be filled. We just talked about this the last couple weeks. The most important place, if you're one of those people that say, "Father, it's hard for me to listen. I get it. I hear it every time I talk about this." Then where can you always listen to God and hear him every day? The Bible. Thank you, Ed. There you go. The Bible. We need to be people who read the scriptures every day. So again, the question to you is, do you have daily scripture reading? When the God of the universe, this isn't the Blessed Mother at Fatima, everybody goes crazy right now at Fatima, it's the 100th anniversary, Our Lady said we must do this. Should we? Yes. But when God the Father says something, who's more important, God the Father or the Mother of God? God the Father. So you can do all the stuff with Mary and I do it and I listen to her. But when God the Father himself says something, I would listen above everything else. God the Father says, listen to my son. So we listen to his son in his word because he is the word of God. So if you don't have incorporated daily scripture reading, listen to the Father. If you don't do as God the Father says, it's like spitting on him and saying, hey, I don't care. This is what I do. Our Lady said, say the rosary every day. I'll say the rosary. Our Lady didn't say read the scripture every day. No, but the Father did. Listen to my son. And he gave us his word. So those of you who say, I can't hear God when he says something to me. I can't hear him. I'm hard with listening. You read his word, you always hear him. You always listen to Jesus. So if you don't have that, and get, you know, people are afraid, I think, when it comes to prayer. Because God might tell me something I don't want to hear. I get it. But guess what? What's the first thing after God the Father looked at the apostles and says, listen to him? What was the first thing Jesus said to them? Rise up and don't be afraid. I think Ed's the only one that pays any attention here. I don't get it. Don't be afraid. So when you and I go to pray and we listen to Jesus, he says, don't be afraid. Don't you need to hear that every day? Don't you need to know that deep in your heart? When we go and we pray and we start listening to Jesus instead of just talking to him, we will hear, be not afraid. We will hear his heartbeat that says, I love you. And we will be transformed. The transfiguration happened to show us how we too can be transfigured when we pray, and most especially when we listen when we pray. So today, let us begin to let our lives be transfigured by every day listening to Jesus. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.